Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Hi, and welcome. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com. I want to welcome you to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. And today, my guest is my good friend, Lisa Goldenthal. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Lisa is a personal trainer, weight loss, and fitness expert in the Los Angeles area. She's an international weight loss and transformational coach that helps women achieve unstoppable confidence. She helps them deeply connect with their why to do the work they need to do on a daily basis to achieve their goals. Welcome, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela. I'm like thrilled to be here.
I'm happy that you agreed to do this podcast with me, and we have so many great things to talk about. Let's just jump in.
Awesome.
So tell me about your secrets about weight loss. What is the secret to permanent weight loss?
Well, I'm so glad that this is a timely question right now, because obviously it's the summertime and there's all these ads out here, and it's a $1 trillion industry of buy this potion and buy this drug and these like freeze-dried hydrated meals, and that's going to be the answer to weight loss. And the easy button is at Staples. There is no easy button. Sadly, the cold hard truth that we all know is it's a daily commitment to stay focused on your goals and to do something daily to eat healthy and do something daily to exercise. And for me, I'm personally gluten-free. I've done a lot of research and I know what works for my body. I would never tell everybody to eat like I do. But for me, that's kept me in my 50s in the best shape of my life, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, that's great, Lisa. I know for myself, I mean, my audience knows that I'm gluten-free because I have celiac disease. And when I work with clients, I always tell them, what works for me doesn't necessarily work for you. So you have to figure out what it is that's perfect just for your own unique individuality. So I agree with you. You have to learn yourself what works for you. So why is exercise crucial to help managing the stress and overwhelm of your daily life?
Well, I know for me it is. Like, you wouldn't really want to have conversation with me. I'm wound so tight that if I don't do certain things to set my day up for success, one of them being exercise, I can't relax. I'm a little bit hyper. And well, I'm not just for the same reason that works for me is obviously not the same reason for everybody, but I feel like it's not just for how it makes you look, but for how it makes you feel.
I agree. And exercise releases endorphins, and you get that feel-good sensation from exercising. So it does have many benefits in addition to helping you maintain your weight.
Absolutely. And now that it's summer, we all want to talk about maintaining our weight. And then again, you hear all these people, they say, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time for that. I'm putting everybody else first. I have all these kids and this husband and this job. And the truth is, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. And I know people, clients of mine, that wake up at 4 in the morning. I'm not saying we all have to, but I know plenty of my colleagues that wake up that time or earlier, because they're driven. And when you have a goal and you're driven and you're focused and your health is important, because if you don't take care of your health, you have nothing.
Agreed.
All the time. And even if it's 10, 15 minute chunks here and there, it just feels good to do an intense 10, 15 minute workout before you start your day.
I agree with you totally. And I think your reasoning is true, is that even though you may have all these other things that have importance in your life, if you're not the most important person to yourself, you really lose focus. I think if you don't put yourself first in your health, then you really don't have a lot to give after a while, because it's all used up. You're kind of worn out and you have nothing left to give.
I agree. It's like the sad saying goes, if you don't make time for diet and exercise, then you'll have to make time for ill health.
Exactly. It's pay for it now, pay for it later. I agree. So what secrets have kept you in such great shape? I mean, you said you're in your 50s and you look fantastic. So what is it? What are your secrets?
Well, I'm so grateful. Obviously, some people have certain genetics, and I'm not saying that it's all me. Like, I could blame my genetics and say, oh, I have those Jewish genetics, I'm not going to look good. Or I could say I have great genetics and I do look good. But the truth is, it's a consistent commitment to diet and exercise over a period of more than 30 years that I've been so blessed to stay in shape. And right now, I'm really into intermittent fasting. That sort of helps me a lot. I try to eat most of my meals between an 8-hour period and maybe less than 100 calories before, let's say, noon to 8. I'm going to eat that day, or 11 to 7. And before that, I drink a ton of water, really into hydration, especially my lemon water in the morning. I drink at least 48 ounces of that in the morning. And I have muscle. The muscle is my saving grace in life because of all the years of exercising and all the women that have told me over the years, I don't want to have muscle, I don't want to look like you. I'm so grateful for my muscle, because when you have muscle, your metabolism's faster.
Right, right. And I think it's very important. It's not that you become muscle bound. It's that your muscles are now engaged. I think that's a way to look at it. Rather than your muscles being flaccid and not engaged, the more muscle you have, the more strength you have. So you don't have to become muscle bound to have muscles. And you certainly don't look muscle bound, although this is audio and nobody's seeing you.
Oh, thank you.
I think a picture of you, people would recognize that you're not one of those, you know, overly athletically enhanced looking people. You have a natural feminine shape that is well defined by the exercise you do and the food that you eat. I think you're you know, in proportion to what somebody would expect a healthy woman to look like.
Well, thank you for that, Angela. I really feel like that's my secret, is this, how fast your metabolism can become if you weigh, let's say, 130 pounds and you're 25% fat and 75% muscle. If you somehow find a way to exercise and diet health, which means eat healthy food, to get yourself to a 20% fat, 80% muscle, it makes all the difference in the world when you have that ratio.
I think it's the little tweaks. I think you're right. It's not this got to be in the gym for hours at a time. It's like you said, it's those 10 minutes or that concentrated high intensity short-term intervals that people are more likely to be able to sustain than hours long in the gym.
I agree.
So tell me, what about your diet? I know you say you're gluten-free, but I also know you do paleo. Tell me how that helps with your whole healthy atmosphere, regulating your blood glucose and all that. Tell us what works for you.
Well, what works for me, like I said, I would never tell everyone to eat like me or eat like you, but what works for me is having the healthy, good fats in my diet to keep my energy levels sustained throughout the day, so I don't bonk and crash at 3 and start being like, oh, I need more coffee, although I do love coffee. Truth bomb. I actually drink bulletproof coffee in the morning. I make it myself because I only want a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of grass-fed butter, a little bit of cinnamon.
Some people don't know what bulletproof coffee is. Go ahead and tell them, because I think it's an up-and-coming thing. Many people do it now, but for those who don't do it, tell them how you make your bulletproof coffee.
Well, my recipe is different than Dave Asprey, who's made it famous. He's a total paleo guy, and he invented bulletproof coffee, and I make my own version. So I just put a tiny little bit of coconut oil, a tiny little bit of grass-fed butter, a little bit of stevia cinnamon, and tiny little bit of maybe protein shake in there. Blend it all up in my Ninja, and that's really, after I've had all my lemon water, my first meal. And I try to get good healthy fats throughout the day as well. So I do protein shakes. I know everybody has their own favorite. I personally like Shakeology, and I drink that. I have salads with protein on them. I know some people are vegan, and I am not. I like my protein, and for my body type, that's just what works for me. So it's throughout the day, intervals of good healthy fat, good healthy greens, and good healthy protein, and tons of water. And then I have my occasional 20% out of the week where I'll like go off the reservation and have a little wine.
Well, I know for my clients who are older, probably like many of yours, that have chronic illnesses, that coffee is not really one of those things that they need. But when they do, they're also having other issues. So if they need to take out dairy and all, I have them use ghee instead of butter, make sure they rely on maybe MCT oil or something to give them that extra fuel. So for those who do actually drink the coffee, we try to make it appropriate to whatever it is their situation. Like you said, it is individual. It's not prescriptive for everyone. It's just advice that, you know, it works for you. Maybe you want to try it. That's what we're suggesting.
Great.
So why is it important when you're working with your clients to like dig down and find out what their why is? I've heard this from a lot of different coaches, that why is so important. And I think each coach has a different perspective on it. So what is your perspective of why getting to the why is important?
Thank you for asking me that, Angela, even though I'm sure you've heard this before from different people in different versions. It's true. And I know it to be a fact. So there are times when you're trying to eat healthy and exercise where you get tripped up and you get triggered and you want to just say, oh, I ate all this bad stuff, I'm just going to give up. And unless you have a really deep and compelling why do you want this? Well, because I want to have a good bathing suit body on the beach. Or why do you want this? Well, because I want to have the energy to keep up with my kids or my grandkids. Why do you want this? Why is keeping up with your kids or your grandkids important to you? Well, in my family, maybe there's a history of disease and I don't want to not be there for my family. So whether it's a negative or a positive motivation, a why is something that's going to motivate you through the days and the times where you want to fail and give up, because everybody is not as motivated as me, who's spent my entire life in the fitness business, and I cannot give you motivation. The only thing I can give you is find your deepest why. Why do you want to be healthy? Why do you want to look good? And why do you want to be fit?
I think that's true. I think why is very important, because once you're in touch with your why, it's always something you can return to. Like you said, when you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you come back with, well, why is because this is the most important thing to me, and that gets you back on track. So it's not about failure. It's about just starting from where you are, just getting restarted again. That's really good. So what do you do with your clients? Do you have them create a vision board? What is it that you help them develop their why?
I'm so glad you asked me that, because I'm a huge vision board girl. And I think it just depends on the client. A lot of people come to me for weight loss and fitness. And I think, you know, you have that goal and you're chomping at the bit when you start with somebody, because you've gotten to that point where you've tried everything else. Nothing else has worked for you and you're really committed. So I feel like just keep that commitment to yourself, which is the most important thing, is you keeping your word to yourself. I am so into it. I make a new vision board every year. And if for somebody whose main goal is weight loss, I would suggest one that's centered pretty much around their whys for doing this, and taking a realistic image from a magazine of what their body type's best possible case scenario could be, cutting out images like that. Inspirations, like maybe a tropical trip for me inspires me, or just, you know, all of my goals are kind of on my vision board for 2017. However, for just weight loss, make it around eating healthy foods, having those beautiful Tupperwares in the refrigerator where you come home tired and you want to reach for food. Well, you just know what you're going to eat. You put it in the microwave, you heat it up, and you eat it. And there's no planning, thinking. You've already planned ahead.
I agree. That's one of the things I do with my clients. We work on either once or twice a week cooking, so you don't do it every night. And so it doesn't get overwhelming, like, I don't know what to cook again tonight. You make it in advance. And so when you come home from work, it's there. You just reach in, get it, heat it up, and eat it. And it becomes actually more relaxing when it is time to cook again, because then you know, hey, I'm saving 2 to 3 hours a week because I'm doing this in advance, and it makes that weekday much easier. And then you can spend the time with your spouse, with your kids, doing activities that you want and not cooking. You know, you're not stuck in the kitchen cooking. So I think that's a great idea too.
Absolutely. Meal prepping and accountability is so important. I have people, I know nobody wants to do this, but the only people that get results are they're tracking their food as well.
I agree. So tell me a little bit more about tracking and accountability. Why is that necessary?
Well, accountability, commitment is everything with fitness and weight loss. And people are accountable to me. I take that burden off of them when I'm their coach. They have to use, I use the app MyFitnessPal. You can use, I know you have a different thing that you use.
Yeah, I do. I use Fat Secret.
What do you use again?
Fat Secret. The name is terrible, but the interface and the easeability, and my clients actually, and when they enter it, it emails it to me. So I get their meals almost real time when they save it. So we can have instant updates. I see something come through. I can like bingo, hey, you're doing really great. Or, hey, let's try to tweak this a little bit. It's not going so well. And it's just that instant access they have to me that I think that makes it, it makes it such a connection. I feel that we get really connected as we go through. They know that I'm invested in their progress.
Absolutely. I'm open to looking at that one too. Thanks for sharing.
Sure. Sure. Well, tell me a little bit about your morning routine. You've already said, you know, you get up, you have your lemon water. Do you then do your bulletproof coffee?
Well, first I'd like to try to set aside at least 3 minutes to try to get my head straight and my mind straight and focus on the good rather than the bad, because we're all busy. So rather than reaching for my phone and looking at the text and emails and all the urgent stuff, I'll spend 3 minutes just setting my head straight. And the way I do that, it was just a quick morning routine. I like also coconut oil pulling sometimes. I've tried that. And then I go for my lemon water, my bulletproof coffee, make my shake for when I'm going to be ready to drink it, and leave the house.
Oh, wow. So you've got your whole routine set up for you. It seems to me, even those 3 minutes, and some people don't realize this, that's your kind of meditation time, isn't it?
For me,
people have a hard time with that when you use the word meditation. So I just like how you said you kind of pull yourself together. I think that's really a good example of you don't need hours to meditate to get your head focused. 3 minutes work for you, and maybe 3 minutes works for somebody else. So that's really a good suggestion. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you. I mean, to me, wouldn't it be nice if we had all 3 hours to sit around and meditate? And perhaps on a Sunday you could, but it's not necessary. It's just you have a choice of how you're going to live your day. And I try to set that choice, if I can, of not being anxious and stressed, which is my go-to from the past, to be happy and helping others.
Well, I think that's great that you've figured it out and how you've gotten it down to 3 minutes and you've gotten your life in order that way. I think that's a fantastic way of doing things. So I applaud you on that.
Thank you.
So when you work with your clients, what do they gain besides just weight loss? How does working with you carry over into their entire life?
Well, thank you for that question. I'd love it, because one of my colleagues that I also love always says how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I feel like when people say their goal is weight loss, I'd love to help them with that, because it's really doable when you take the necessary steps. But they end up gaining unstoppable confidence, because when you make a goal and you do the work to hit that goal, you feel good about yourself because you're keeping your word to yourself. And people see you differently. You show up differently. People are like, wow, who are you? And people are just more empowered. They're taking less crap off of others, setting better boundaries, feeling more confident. And I feel that that's all coming from the work that we do.
I agree. I see what you're talking about. I see it with my own clients. It's kind of that taking ownership of yourself again. like I said, with my clients being older, you know, over 50, they have spent years nurturing other people, and then they take the time to nurture themselves, and it's a whole new feeling. It's that empowerment, like you said. It's really wonderful to see them blossom in that part of their life.
Right. Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit what your tips for changing your mindset and developing strategies to do that along the way.
Oh, mindset is everything. It's like, if you don't work on that, there's all these mindsets that are so deeply subconscious from our past that are not good, negative. And there's so many times throughout the day that women or people in general think negative thoughts and spin things in a negative way. So to me, it's a constant work on setting my mindset, how I want to show up in the world. Who do I want to be? Who do I want to inspire? Do I want to show up at an appointment all anxious and stressed because I looked left too late, which is a lot of times things that I have done, and I'm not perfect. But it's, for me, it's just a constant setting my mind for success, and it's work. It's a daily practice.
I think you said it right there. It is a daily practice. It's something you have to do. It has to become a habit. You have to develop that habit. So I agree. I think we agree on a lot of things, and I think that's why we've been able to talk so freely with one another. And one thing I wanted to do is give you the opportunity to tell us about what you're doing now. What's the most exciting thing coming up for you?
Well, I'm so excited right now. I'm doing my third Commit to Be Fit event. And the first one was how to be fit, fabulous, and fierce over 40. And the second one was how to make 2017 your year to finally be fit, fabulous, and fierce. And this time, I'm so honored to have you as one of my featured experts.
Thank you.
We're tackling the weight loss thing because it's coming up June 27th for 2 weeks with over two dozen of the top experts in mindset, relationships, weight loss, nutrition, self-love, exercise, and fitness. And I'm bringing all these 24 experts together, and we're going to run this for 2 weeks, from June 27th for 2 weeks, and it's free. So it's a free online event. It's run by my Commit to Be Fit, and it's called the Body and Diet Breakthrough Boot Camp.
Well, Lisa, that sounds fabulous, and I am so honored that you asked me to be a guest speaker, and I want to make sure that all the listeners know that just check out the link with this podcast, and you'll be able to register for free. Like Lisa said, this is a totally free experience for you. Join in. Don't miss a single one of the episodes. You're going to get a lot of valuable information. So, Lisa, is there anything you'd like to close with? Any additional words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just thank you for having me on here. I'm honored. If anyone has any questions for me, you could always put links of how to get a hold of me. And I'm always on Facebook trying to motivate people. So I just appreciate your time, and thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And we definitely will have all of Lisa's contact along with this podcast. And I thank everyone again for listening in another episode of Nutrition Prescription. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.